not yeah, all the time, but I've been doing the Emperor Palpatine do it.
What is the one? There's one that I always say of his.
There's one that I always say. It's all right, man.
Hey,
well, these people
ready for good
could have been anywhere. Oh, wait.
alien, what's happening? Cool.
Aliens.
I heard they knew her. All right, here we are. We're back again. Another edition. Another episode of my show. And you might recognize him. He's a guy that looks kind of like his dad. It's Dave.
Just a little bit. Today's show is brought to you by I'm Drinking.
Is it gonna be Beer Dave or Liquor Dave?
Beer Dave. Chilada Dave.
Chilada Dave. That's your Latin heritage.
I was quite surprised to find out I don't have any Spanish in me.
You want some?
Nope. But I was thinking about that. I'm brought to you by I'm Drinking. That clip on Seinfeld where Kramer does the scotch thing.
Hey, which one's that?
You haven't seen that? So he's drinking scotch and he's like, and he cuts a promo for the scotch. And he's like, for when you're drinking scotch and you want to, whatever. I think it was a blooper. It was on the blooper reel. But
That sounds like a location joke. Mm-hmm. Got to be there.
So anyway, Dave, speaking of being there, I'm here. You're there. Robin's right there.
Goddamn right I am. Me and my best buddy, Black Santa.
It's mid-drink.
Yeah. Goddamn it. Yeah. That's my turn. Now it's the other guy's turn. It's a circle, like on the screen. It's like a circle.
It's like a jerk.
Like a hoop snake known as Jay.
Touching tips.
Got it, that's right. Hey, you might notice I have both hands back. I found a hands-free solution for the microphone. My hands aren't going to be tired by the end of the show from not jerking off. But yeah, you know, we got... it's me, it's One Take Jake back in the saddle again. All that juicy bits ready to come to you on a dusty road.
Kibbles and bits?
Kibbles and bits and beefy bits. Bum, bum. Mm.
Squirrel bits.
Hey,
I've been playing Fallout again.
I was just gonna say, did you watch a TV show this week, Jake?
I've watched two episodes. Before we got on the air today, I walked up to Jen and I said, "Hey, I've stopped watching Fallout, so you can catch up. Please catch up, so I can continue to watch Fallout."
And if you have given her fair warning, and if she doesn't catch up, you will continue without her.
Exactly.
This is a wasteland, We're not waiting for anybody.
Yeah, like a Dave Portnoy pizza review. One bite, everybody knows the rules. And in this case, everybody knows the rules. If Jake's seen it, you should have seen it.
Yeah, you should have seen it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it's only been out for 6 days, but...
The fact that it's been out for 6 days and I've seen two episodes should tell you how urgently I wanted to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was out for 20 hours, and I'd seen all 8 episodes.
Oh, there's 8. I thought there were only 6. That makes me excited.
Oh, no, 8. Yeah. I slept in the middle of that overnight.
Yeah. It's 8 episodes and not 6, but I was still upset that I'm so tired of
not
streaming 10. Streaming media's it's incessant just use of 8 episodes. Give me more. I want more.
Right.
I have to wait an entire year. Give me more than 8.
I think the problem is that the episodes are high quality. I mean, like, you can do 24 episodes of The Office and the scene never changes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've got a set and that's it.
What was it? Star Trek. It was like 32 episodes a season.
Yeah.
But also, I get what you're saying, high quality. But yeah, there was a time when TV was just like, hey, you want a season of something? I hope you don't have plans for the next year.
Yeah,
you know,
24 used to be the standard. It was 24 episodes, and there wasn't a mid-season break.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but that's also how Batman ended up fighting guys like the Minstrel.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on, we don't need 32 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down.
You're right, and I absolutely agree. But this is 2024, and media has infected our brains, and I'm creepy.
Hey Dave, let me tell you another show that had one too many episodes. Game of Thrones. Maybe
punchline.
I don't know. Didn't the last episode suck? I don't know. I didn't see it.
The last season sucked because they were trying to wrap it up too quick.
Yeah, they decided the last two seasons, they're like, okay, we can do this in 13 episodes. When every other season was at least 10. No, they were all 10
mm-hmm.
up until that point. And they're like, we can do it in 13. And this is how. Mm-hmm. And they thought they had this master plan and it fucking sucked.
Yeah. And so that was a case of trying to get it all done too quick.
Right.
As opposed to having, they had the material. They could have had the material to do two full seasons, but they tried cramming so much crap and then shortcutting it.
They rushed it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't have to go that fast. They were already ahead of where the books are. So at that point, they're making up whatever they want. It's clearly going to be different than the books, which is fine. But you don't have to rush it.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Like I mm-hmm. like I said, I didn't watch. It was on in the background during the final season when I was living on a couch in Corvallis. So like I was vaguely aware of what was going on, but I didn't really know what was going mm-hmm. on. It's like I know how it ends, but ironic. I don't.
Oh, what's go ahead. That? Oh, I was saying ironic because that's how I started. It was on a couch in Corvallis. I had knee surgery and we had free HBO for the weekend. I watched the first two seasons just sitting there because I couldn't go anywhere.
Well, what happened was, is like I got accidentally, well, I mean, partially on purpose, but accidentally cock blocked. Like I started watching the first couple episodes and I was also reading the book. I was like, oh, I want to let me finish the book first. And then I just never got around to watching it. And by that point I was like, oh my God, there's so much. And then I started reading the second book. I realized I didn't care. I'm sitting there, I'm reading it, and I'm like, the comet shot across the sky, and the wizard fucking looked up, and he was mortified because a dark sign was coming, so he let his fucking... I don't fucking care.
Sounds like that Lord of the Rings show we watched.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a comet, and then, like, there was a wizard, and
mm-hmm.
it was weird.
Yeah, a guy shows up and says, hey, take this ring over there. I can't trust the fucking birds, or I can't fly on a bird myself because, yeah. you know.
Hey, do you feel like walking for 15 years?
How about it?
I got
that
you.
That was an analogy I had the other day, too, because I was trying to watch wrestling. And they put the commercial right in the middle. And I was like, you know, Lord of the Rings could have at least done that. Like, just put a commercial in all the walking. I don't need to watch that. We're going to commercial. Come back, guess what? They're still walking.
How many sweeping landscape shots just sweeping across the screen, and then you see like four figures, and then it just keeps going.
Like this big.
Yeah, Peter Jackson kind of fucked up cinematography for a little while, and you saw it in movies like Cold Mountain. Cold Mountain did this a lot too, where it's just a picture is basically what it is. And then there's just a horse riding across the screen. And it's like a mile away, and you're like... He could have fuck. Why? Who cares?
Yeah.
The shot took 45 seconds. That I could have been doing anything else, like watching the credits. I could have gotten to the credits 45 seconds faster, but you had to show me a horse riding across a landscape and then stay on the landscape. Fucking Peter Jackson's going on the list.
Anyway, back to Fallout. There's this one scene where they show a phone number, and you can actually call the phone number. You want to hear what happens? You're doing
go
it.
Go right anyway. Ahead.
Calling. That's it. That's
it's the not whole the, thing.
You can't hear it?
It's not a... Yeah, he took his headphones off.
Oh,
I could hear it.
Oh, okay.
I knew I've called it myself, so I took my headphones off because I knew it was going to be screaming in
Did
my
you text
ears.
It? Did you text the number?
Yeah, I have an appointment in 33 months.
I think it's 33 weeks.
Or yeah, 33 weeks.
33 weeks, yeah. Yeah, if you text their number, get this little message. If you're on YouTube, you can see it, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I didn't catch that earlier. 33 weeks. That was Vault 33.
So I think they're having a game announcement in 33 weeks. That's what the internet seems to think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that I don't know if they announced it or I heard something that Fallout 4 was getting a bunch of updates and stuff like that for PC users and stuff like that.
I got more on that if you want to hear about it. Here it goes. So they were basically the Fallout community is a group of fucking white hat game devs, basically. And they have essentially taken the framework of Fallout 4 and moved it to London and created Fallout London, a mod for the PC. And they were ready to launch it four days ago on April 13th, I think was the date they were ready to launch it. And Bethesda pushed out a ton of new updates for Fallout 4 that broke a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Because this was essentially going to be Fallout 5. Like I was ready to with Prime, you can get basically all the Fallout games for free right now. And I was going to download Fallout 4 just so I could do the mod of Fallout London. And now it's been pushed back at least a month. So you saying that tells me that there's possibly a new Fallout game coming, because 76 didn't ever do what they wanted it to do.
Yeah. Gotcha. I know we've talked about it before, but I can't remember. Weren't they trying to do like an MMORP?
Basically.
For that, and then it just failed, and then they had to create a bunch of NPCs to try to fix it.
That's essentially what I heard, but I mean, the whole point of me playing Fallout is that you're alone in the wasteland.
Mm-hmm.
You're not alone in the wasteland with 6 million people.
I mean, right. That could be how many are left.
In one city? In one area?
In the whole area, in the whole country.
Yeah, but it's all these maps are small areas.
Oh, it's not like a wide open.
No, so like Fallout 3 is in, where is Fallout 3? I can't remember all of a sudden. Not important, but Fallout New Vegas is obviously based in Las Vegas.
Right.
But Fallout 4 is in Boston. And so like all the things, like you go to Diamond City, which is Fenway Park, and then you go over here and like it's all like a 3-4 mile area that all these people are in.
Okay.
So
there's one mission where you actually go visit all the historical places in Boston.
Yeah,
but they're all destroyed and shit like that.
It's like go to the North Church, and you go to the North Church, and there's like the whole back end of it's blown out.
Yeah, like
sounds like some chicks I know.
Hey,
I think there's a library that Ben Franklin started or something like that.
Yeah,
and it's just. Like, you can't even... So you're supposed to follow this red line.
Yeah.
And it takes you... It's like a tour. And you go to all these places, and you're like, it's just a destroyed building.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah. Is this a goddamn...
I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm. There's another one that...
My problem right now is I'm playing it on my Xbox. So, and I'm running some mods.
Yeah.
And so the game keeps freezing.
I've never played with mods.
I was running mods because I don't want a challenge. I just want to go through the story again and find all the little things. So I'm like, I don't want to walk into a building and then have to replay that building 4 times because I keep dying. So I just run in there, bang, I've got a gun that one-shots everything, even Deathclaws. So I got to lower my how many mods I've got. Material mods because you got cooler stuff to build with. I think that's what's really dragging it.
First time I die, go into a building, I'll start save scumming. I'm like, all right, I know there's 4 guys here. If I kill these 4 guys, I'll just save it, move around the corner here. Fuck, I'm dead. All right.
Can you save anywhere in that game?
Almost anywhere. If there's enemies around.
That makes sense.
But you can quick save. You can wait which allows for an hour, which allows you to it quick saves when you wait for an hour.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is that like an hour real time or game time?
It just bumps. So if it's 8:15 p.m. in the game, it then becomes 9:15 p.m. in the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mute. Gotcha.
Yeah, the whole game, it moves on a day-night cycle, and so, like, different things happen at day during the day, and different things come out at night.
Gotcha.
It's like honestly, it's a very immersive game, and if you got into it, you would really enjoy it, but it's also a single-player game, and that's not typically your jam from what I
get. No, GTA is about my only single-player game that I like. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, but I'm off of it right now, but I will absolutely go on a Fallout bender where it's all I play.
I might try to download 4.
Well, it's free. It's also on Game Pass if you have Game Pass.
I don't have Game Pass, but I do have Amazon Prime, so I might just get it that way.
Yeah, do that. And
Prime
and,
Gaming.
New Vegas is my favorite. It's the most, to me, it's the most fun. And has the most, like, the most inside jokes with itself. Like, you'll have fun playing it, I think. Okay. Whereas 4 is, takes itself a little more seriously. Because 4 is, like, so there's, you know, the synthetics, and then there's humans, and there's a whole distrust between synths and humans, and so there's a lot of that, and it's got kind of a us versus them political tinge to it, whereas New Vegas is, this guy shot you in the head, go find him.
Are those right. synths in the TV show, Dave?
No, they don't introduce those yet. There's a few things they don't introduce yet.
They mentioned the Enclave, though, which is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, they mentioned it, but there's a few things that they didn't, and I don't want to say too much because I want Jake to figure it out, but there's a few things they didn't mention.
You want me to just take my headphones off for like 2 minutes?
No, I don't need to say it out loud. But there's a few things they didn't introduce, which really just brings it up for second season. Like, okay. I'm more upset. I'm not upset that they didn't mention these things. I'm actually
because it's such a rich. Yeah. There's so much stuff they can go to.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like the little cameos you get in it. Was the second episode the one that I texted about Michael Rapaport?
He's not. I don't think he's in the second one.
Oh.
I like the little things like Jim's limbs.
Yeah.
And, you know, for somebody who hasn't played the game, you genuinely understand what is happening with the things that they use. Like, the show is doing a great job of explaining itself without being overly, like, hammer you over the head and lambast you with exposition.
They're making things obvious that you need to understand, easy to understand.
Right. Like, when that dude takes, like, I and Dave know that was Jet that he took and he breathed in, and we know, or Jet or Psycho, you know, and so we know that he's going to go crazy on that, which made it hilarious that here's this person who's going to, like, go insanely crazy and be an unstoppable murder fucker, trips and falls and gets cut in half. Just immediately. So that, for you know, us people who've played the game, like for you, that's an awesome scene because it's an awesome scene.
Yeah.
But for us, there's another level of humor to it because he's making himself, oh, I'm going to be an ultimate badass. Just dead.
Gotcha. I got
plus 250 hit points and plus 3% stamina regen.
Yeah, and like so I think those 5% are the damage.
Yeah, 5% damage on Psycho.
So I kind of just have questions, having not played the game.
Okay.
So in the show, they explain quite a bit, especially at the end, like the last 2-3 episodes, of things that are happening and have happened and all that. does that stuff get explained in the game as well, or is this okay?
Not as quickly.
Okay.
The game, well,
Dave, is it following? Is it following 3, 4, or New Vegas, or is it kind of mixing?
This is after. This is after all those, all the games.
Okay.
Yeah. So
the official timeline.
Yeah, as far as the official timeline, there's not really, from what I remember, there isn't a whole lot that's very much that was 3, or that was 4, or that was New Vegas.
So remind me, what year is the show set in?
I can't remember, but it was 291 years after.
Yeah, they're not clear.
Okay, so that would be 2291, so at least. So New Vegas was 2277, so that would track. So this would be 14 mm-hmm. years after.
And it seems like they're breaking it down into like 20-some year groups of things mm-hmm. that stuff is all happening in. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll watch it again, but yeah, I need to get the game, I guess. Or at least
Give it a shot, play it for a little bit and see if you like it, you know.
I've downloaded or I might even own one. I might own 76. Like, I think I got it for like $4 from Redbox.
Yeah.
I think I played about 2 hours of 76 and then I went right back to 4 because I knew 4. I knew what I was supposed to do. Even if I'd forgotten the story, you know, I've kind of, what I really liked about 4 was the settlement building.
Yeah.
I like those. Like, I still play SimCity.
Dave likes to play The Sims.
Yeah. Like, I still play SimCity and there's one on my Xbox that is just it's a city builder game.
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy those games. So when they added a settlement building and you build like, what is it? Like 14, there's 14 different settlements you can eventually build.
I don't know. I didn't fuck around with building shit. I wanted to kill shit and save shit.
Yeah. See, I spent a lot of time getting resources to build.
Yeah, that's one thing that is kind of cool about 4 is you can set like, oh, you need to build this, which means you need a bunch of rubber and a bunch of metal. And so when you go and you open up a thing, it has like, oh, it's got rubber bands and surgical tubing and wires. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I can use these to make that. And so mm-hmm. you go and you, yeah. So that is a cool aspect of 4.
If you're not into that kind of stuff, though,
you don't have to do it.
Yeah, you don't have to, but the overwhelming amount of just junk that you can get your hands on.
Mm.
Like, literally, like, if you don't play with mods in the game, you can, if you're trying to gather resources, it's so long because you fill up your weight requirement instantly.
With stuff.
With just stuff. And when you're first playing a game like that, you don't know which stuff is the good stuff. So you have all of the stuff.
Right.
And then you're like, oh, okay, like 80% of this was useless. I didn't know that.
But and then you left a gun behind because you wanted to build a wall.
Yeah.
Sounds like something's going on in Texas.
So first two episodes, it starts in a vault, right? 33.
We meet Lucy. It starts with the ghoul.
That's right.
Is what Goggins, not whatever Walton. Is. Walton, yeah.
He's an old cowboy, yeah. Like Gene Autry style cowpoke, and mm-hmm. He's doing kids' birthday parties, and he's got his daughter there. And guys like, oh, why is he doing this? And it's like, alimony, and they're like, making the fun of the guy for working the kid's birthday party, like they didn't hire him,
right?
Mm-hmm. And like he just fucking showed up, like, oh, hey, kid's birthday party, can I bring my horse out? Like, fuck. Yeah.
Southbound and down. That's a Southbound and Down thing.
Southbound and Down, not Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down.
Southbound and Down is the name of the episode.
Yeah, there you go. Southbound and Down is still.
What is his name?
Kenny Powers.
Yeah, Kenny Powers just shows up to birthday parties with a horse.
Hey, Kenny fucking Powers. Who wants me to throw some fucking heat?
Yeah. Jump up on that horse. I'll throw a baseball at you.
Things that I learned from the internet talking about it is like they explained the thumb thing.
Yeah.
Like the Fallout Boy thumbs. Wait, is that where Fallout Boy came from?
Yes.
No, I thought Fallout Boy was from Simpsons thing.
Was it?
No, Simpsons. I don't know.
But yeah, like, I did know that. Oh my, I'm over here. I did know that he was because he has his eye closed. He's not winking at you. He's looking.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that and when the little girl's like, "Is it your thumb or my thumb?" I was like,
"Right,
oh, shit." That's...
Yeah, I was just like, ooh.
"It's got to be your bull."
It's got to be your.
No, it's your dog.
Write it down. But yeah, I was like, "Oh shit, that's serious," and like. I love the way that scene built upon itself because everyone keeps turning the TV back on to the news, which is basically nuclear war is happening right now. You know, go ahead and stick your head between your knees and kiss your ass goodbye because this is going to happen. And the mom is like running around the house like, we're not going to fucking watch this right now. It's a birthday party. We're going to, you know, they turn it back and the guys like this is one of my favorite little bits. The guy who's doing the weather is like, so it's going to be 45 degrees here. How can I do the fucking weather when there's a nuclear war? Like,
yeah, and then they cut him off.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, that was beautiful. And, like, just the little things like that are great about this show. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
You'll watch it more. It's Rob and I were talking. It's such a great show.
It really is good.
It's just good. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Like, I didn't plan to finish the show in a day. I had stuff to do Friday. Like, I was going to get up and go do it. And then I was like, I'll just watch a little bit of it. And I was like, I'm not turning this off. Mm-hmm. Like, I started at 9 and finished it at 2. I was done with the whole series. It's like, fucking awesome. All right, I was go shower.
I was pretty amazed because, like, for me, it was because it's funny. The thing is, Dave was like, talking to Ben and me, he's in another group chat that all of a sudden, you know, one of many I'm part of, he's like, so you guys are Fallout guys, right?
Yeah.
Like, just like testing the waters, but like, yep.
Yeah, because I couldn't remember if you get...
Oh, yeah, Dave pointed that out. He's like, yeah, we got this Fallout text. I'm like, I watch Fallout.
Yeah.
Well, I finished like, Fallout the game.
Well, it was when I was going to mention it to you guys, so I put your guys' name, start texting. And as soon as I sent that, I was like, wait, I'm in a group text with them already. Like, I've got, like, at least two that Ben and Jake are both part of.
Well, I just made one of many. That's part of this whole... Yeah. Let's see, there's the group text that we occasionally involve Alex in to see if he'll respond. There's the main group text that we involve Dave in to see if he'll respond.
I wonder if he doesn't know. Like, if he doesn't think about that and thinks that we just don't talk.
I don't know, man, but I'll say this much. He was also in a group chat with Julio and I to discuss the Formula One season.
Yeah.
And he left that. Oh. And then Julio brought him back in. And then he left it again. And Julio brought him back in. And he left it again. So I guess he doesn't care about Formula One anymore. Huh. Which is fine. But yeah, so I don't know, man.
Yeah, so
I don't know, man.
Huh. Gotta write that one down. Yeah, so
yeah, so
that'd be so good though. That's gonna be Robin and
I know. Here. That was another one I saved. Where's it at? Right here. Stop. Pause that. And mute. Go back to start.
So when do you start school, Robin?
The 6th.
What you going to school for?
To drive trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Not teach kids, because... fucking parents suck.
Watch Robin gets his CDL, drives for a few years, and then becomes a CDL instructor.
I thought of that like immediately when I started. I was like, I bet I could teach this better than these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the Robin's gonna get a CDL and end up driving a fucking school bus.
I could. I thought about that too.
Show up. Imagine showing up at all those motherfuckers' houses that hate you. Just be like, hey, what's up, motherfuckers? Do you know?
Open the doors real quick, and you got a little flask. You're like, eh?
You're like, do you know how much school bus drivers make?
I'd be Chris Farley's Farley. Character on Billy Madison.
That Veronica is one piece of age.
I know from experience. Yeah, no, you wouldn't. No. But a guy I know, him and her got it on. No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. But you're gonna be like, if they did, though.
Oh, it's awesome. Oh, yeah. Let's look at some clips that I have saved.
I'm trying to think of. ones I go to almost all the time. It's just like your opinion,
it's your
man.
Captain speaking. Oh, yeah, I need to write that one down. That's just like your opinion, man.
I think anytime I say "Hey, man," it is a specific time that "Hey, man." Like, I'm the dude. That's what that's from. Hey, man. That's what you call me. The dude or his dudeness or El Duderino, if you're not into that whole brevity thing. Let's see. I'm just going to go find a cash machine. Anytime someone says something, it gives me a lascivious offer. It's your captain speaking.
I don't think that one has...
It's not from anything.
That's just, I started doing it.
Yeah.
I got this a captain's hat, and I was like, it would be a funny thing if I did. I know.
Your captain speaking. We're going to be flying up at 30,000 feet today. I will be taking off from Portland and landing in Phoenix at 9 a.m.
If you take a look to your left, you'll see Mount Hood. I got asked, I realized something the other day. I can either be good at my job or I can be easy to work with. I can't be both, but I don't have to be both. I don't have to be one thing to every person. Some people can think I'm easy to work with, and other people can think I'm good at my job. So Not all people have to think the same things, and yeah. I'm realizing that it's making things a lot easier.
Yeah, it helps.
But they asked me, you know, I'm doing this bullshit leadership training thing. I'm not the kind of person that needs to be in leadership training, man. Because I don't give the answers that they're
not
looking
like
for.
Like a leader, man.
I'm not like, you know, like I refuse. One of the first things he said is like, how would you describe your management style? And I said, I run a pirate ship. I operate as though I'm a pirate ship captain. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, I and my crew have a fierce loyalty to ourselves, each other, and the task at hand, and everyone else can get fucked. They're like, oh, I'm like, yeah, we take what we want and we give nothing back.
There it is.
Are there any questions?
And then you front kick them and say, this is Sparta.
This is Sparta. No, but like, I'm just like, no, we, like I said, we have a fierce loyalty to ourselves and our task at hand, and we fucking don't care about you.
Yeah.
If you're in our way, we'll ram your shit.
What was that, Dave?
I said, or your management training.
Right.
Or your management training. That might be the name of the episode.
I have a book from the mill. That's one of our management training books.
But how many pages were chewed up?
Actually, it was brand new. They brought in a whole box of them.
I'm not surprised there's brand new books at the mill. Yeah.
We made the pages.
Right?
No, because when I can't
he's
remember,
he's like,
oh. Took me a second.
Yeah,
I can't remember if everyone got one because I know I was there for 2 months, wasn't even through my th-
through my probation period, and they literally made me.
Oh, I remember that.
They literally made me interview for a foreman position, and I was like, I haven't been here 3 months yet. Yeah, but you should do the interview. But I'm not gonna get it.
Okay.
So like, just show up here at this time. But I didn't apply for it. Yeah, your interview's on this day.
Like, all right.
I was like, okay. I did the interview, and guess what?
Yeah, chicken butt. Like your opinion.
Didn't get the job.
What Ito say? The hell you say?
Yeah. And then they're like, all right, in 3 months we're gonna do this again, and I'm like,
why?
Why? And I interviewed for a foreman position 3 times before I quit.
It's probably so they could have more than one person to interview. Like, they knew who they were going to hire.
Probably.
Like, Dave, you were, you know what you were? You probably marked Asian on your fucking paperwork, and they hit you for the, they're like, we have diversity.
Diversity interview,
Because I throw that on everything now.
Yeah.
Well, you should.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you don't, if you're not taking care, if you're not taking advantage of your Asian status and your veteran status, I don't know what to tell you.
Fucking up.
Like, get every discount. Get every discount. Park in every parking space. Fucking get every free meal. You fucking earned it. Like,
you can even park in the striped lines by the handicap.
Yeah. When you said park in any spot, it reminded me of when I first came home and we were getting ready to park at a game. And some guy asked us about our handicap. And Jake said, oh, yeah, he lost a foot in the war. And then just kept walking. And I'm just like, I started limping and walking away.
I remember.
Well, I don't have a foot now. It's fake. I'm walking on a nub. You want to smell it?
Sounds like something I do.
That's absolutely something you did.
And it sounds like a shtick that Dave would just go with and be like, yep. Lost my foot.
I'm Dave Deaton, and this is the news.
I don't have a foot anymore. Would you like to smell it?
Would you like to smell it? It's like, in fact, look at this picture of my frozen foot that I have.
Look at this photograph.
Every time I do, it's a foot.
Look at this graph.
Look at this skin graft.
Oh, God.
It happened with a surgery.
Did you guys watch UFC 300?
You did.
I watched clips.
No,
What was I doing? All of it. I was at a baseball game, I think.
You're getting a bobblehead.
I think you were definitely doing something.
I was doing something.
I knew that you were not there. You went to the fair.
Oh, yeah, I was at the fair.
Yeah.
The fair? Already?
He ran into a guy that my dad knew.
Yeah.
Like, he shows me a picture or sends a picture of, like, lumberjack thing. And I was like, wait, who's running it? I bet I know him. And then my dad goes, it's Leela Captain. I'm like, hey, I'm text Jake.
Yeah. He had one of those old guys talking to young guys about old guys moments with me. And he's like, it was straight up that dude. What's his name? Wears the sunglasses and cooks all the shit. But he also does jokes. Anyway, he's like, no. But he's like, how you know Bill Miller? I'm like, oh, you know, how people know people, you know? And he's like, well, where is he at? I'm like, oh, he's down in Oregon where he belongs. Like, he's like, well, you tell him I miss him. He's a good man. I mean that. I'm like, I was going to tell him anyway. Like, you didn't have to tell me you meant it for me to tell him. Like, now I might not.
It's a good thing you told me you meant it, because I was going to say you're full of shit.
Like, yeah,
this guy was like, you're a good guy, but I could totally tell he was like, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Like, fuck that guy.
Well, luckily, he said.
He put air quotes over good.
He's a good man.
He's a good guy.
Sorry, I don't have good hygiene. I don't wash myself.
Right. He put air quotes around good and man. I don't know what he meant by that.
That's what you were doing. You watched the monster trucks.
Yeah, I saw some more fucking monster trucks. Fortunately, this was a Monster Jam, and it was only an hour and a half show instead of a 3-hour show. The 3-hour show is way too long.
Yeah, we've learned that Jake doesn't do well with 3-hour shows. Too long between being high.
Well, it's not even that. I was high at the show. I just get bored with the same thing over and over.
Well, hey.
Like, I do find like football.
Well, that's because football's awesome.
It's not the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, sometimes you're on defense.
It's the same sport.
Sometimes you're on defense. What is this? But why do they have the ball? What is this bullshit?
We just had it.
We just had it.
Get the ball back. Get the ball back. Get the ball back.
I should come to a game one time and just act completely confused about everything. Like, why do they have the ball?
That would be funny. That would be a good dick.
We just had it. Or we be frustrating guy. Like, we every time, like, if something bad happens, like, holding.
You should.
How?
During one of the early games when it doesn't matter, we know we're gonna win. Dress in gear for a team not related, or your hockey gear, and just do the whole bit.
Like, how is that? I don't get what? Or wear a soccer jersey.
Where's the penalty box?
Wait, why did he do that?
Why is he throwing yellow flags instead of cards?
I think if I should wear a soccer jersey and only cheer the kickers.
That would be good.
Do the always that do the cheers from the replacements.
Olé, 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 olé.
Jamie Tartu.
Jamie Tartu.
Yeah, those would be fun too. He's here. He's there. He's every
fucking way.
Okay, UFC 300. Dude, that was the best card I've ever seen from start to finish. Like, fights started at 3 and didn't end until 10:30.
It's a lot of fights.
Like, it was like WrestleMania's worth of 2-day things, but in one day. And they were all fucking bangers.
So okay, fucking so, TKO is making money this month between WrestleMania.
We're doing all right. So the first fight was Davidson Figueroa against Cody Garbrandt, both former champions. And not that long ago, Davidson Figueroa was a champion last year. Good fight. Then we had Bobby Green, Jim Miller. Jim Miller fought in UFC 100, 200, and 300. Got his ass beat this time. He won his ones in 100 and 200.
That's quite a while. That's a long stretch of time.
Skipping over the chick fight, although the one chick is hot. Marina Rodriguez. It's Rodriguez, but it's
Rodriguez.
It's spelled like that, and it's Rodriguez. We had... Kayla Harrison made her UFC debut. She was in PFL. She's an Olympic gold medalist in judo, but also strong. So the opposite of Ronda Rousey, and just beat the shit out of Holly Holm, who was also a former UFC champion. Skipping ahead, Yuri, I can't say his name. Prochazka. Yeah.
Prochazka. Yes.
He had a good fight. Bo Nickel, who people...
Bo Nix?
Bo Nickel. His Penn State wrestler. He was undefeated in college, I think, or maybe lost one. He was on the main card, the first fight or maybe the second fight. And a lot of people were pissed because he's only had six fights.
Mm-hmm.
They're why is he on there? Because people want to watch him. Yeah, anyway, exactly. His fight was... I liked his fight. He just wrestled the guy. And then skipping ahead... to the best finish of a fight we've ever seen, the Max Holloway Justin Gaethje fight. Oh my god. So this was for the BMF belt. 5 rounds, 25 minutes of fighting. Max Holloway beat the shit out of Justin Gaethje, but Justin Gaethje tore up Max's leg. Like, you could see it looked like a 3D fist on the side of his on Max's left calf. It was and he was walking fine. Anybody else gets kicked like that, they're limping or getting carted off. But that fight was awesome. At the end of the first round, Max threw a spinning back kick and caught Justin in the nose. You just see his nose go
sideways,
out of place. And you hear him in the corner, he's like, I think I broke his nose. And then you hear the other corner, Gaethje's corner, is hey, don't blow your nose, because if you blow your nose when you've broken it,
yeah,
your face swells up, and then
it sucks.
It's a bad idea. Yep. Sinuses basically blow up. It's a terrible idea.
Been there, done that.
So Gaethje fought 4 rounds with a broken fucking nose, like, and just got pieced up. Max just fucking tagged him over and over again. And in the last 10 seconds, like, Max is clearly won the fight. Like, he's won all 5 rounds. He goes to the middle of the fucking ring and points down and is like, let's stand here and fucking finish
this.
Stand
and bang.
Dude, they just fucking stood there, and Max landed more than Gaethje. Like, and
he has won every single time he's done that, hasn't he? Every single time.
I've only seen him do it twice, but he may have done it more than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to say,
putting the tire shit.
And when he fucking, he drops Gaethje with 1 second left in the fight, like, you watch the reaction videos, the crowd is like in disbelief. Everybody around is in disbelief. Like, I was recording a Snapchat to send to the guys, and I was like, ooh, like, cover my mouth. And dude, it was fucking awesome. It was a good ass fight. And then
it's up there. I don't know. Is that better than the backwards elbow on the Korean Zombie?
Yeah. That's a good knockout. But this is after 25 minutes, 1 second left, and he didn't need it. And just the way he dropped him. Like, he's out.
Mm-hmm. What that really is Max Holloway being like, I won this fight. Here's your chance to win.
Right.
I'm giving you the chance to win this fight. Because if Gaethje knocks out Holloway,
he wins.
It doesn't matter about the score.
That other 24 minutes and 59 seconds didn't matter
anything. That's basically Holloway being like, here's your chance. I've been working you.
That's for why 5 it's, rounds. That's why it's a BMF belt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then the next fight was a chick fight for the title. 2 Chinese chicks. That's not like racist. They were actually from China.
And they were chicks this time.
Yeah, and they were actually, well, we don't know if they're actually chicks. It's China. They can be doing anything.
No. We can't, and we're not allowed to ask.
It was like after the adrenaline dump of the end of the last fight, it was like, this is stupid. So that fight goes on. One of the Chinese chicks beats the other Chinese chick.
No way.
You get the main event. So that was a co. And then the main event was, what is his name? Piera. Alex Pierre versus Jamal Hill. Jamal Hill had been the light heavyweight champion, but tore his Achilles and had to give up the belt. Pereira came in, won it. And so Jamal's like, I'm going to fucking kick this guy's ass. He doesn't deserve this belt, blah, blah, blah. And so they start fighting. And I think it's the first round. No, it was the second round.
Second? Oh, I thought it was
Jamal Hill kicks Piera in the fucking cup. Like, you can hear it. It's like, dump. You're like, oh. And Herb Dean was the ref. He comes in. He's like, oh, stop. And Piera goes, wait. Go away. I got this.
Literally like, just waves him off.
Yeah, just waves him off. He goes right and then fucking left on the fucking chin. Drops him. And then does the all,
Yeah.
The old Cobby Lame or whatever his name is. I don't know. Yeah, it was awesome. It was a good fight.
All right.
Good fight card. I was excited to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Pereira knockout. I was just like, dude just got kicked in the balls.
Kicked in the balls.
Didn't care.
Yeah. No.
Like, say goodnight, boy. Mm-hmm.
Didn't milk it. Didn't do anything. Just said, get away from here, Herb Dean. I've got work to do.
He didn't need help.
Like, yeah. You tried to make me mad, but you just pissed me off. Now it's time to knock your shit out.
Right? Yeah, that was it. That was UFC 300.
The UF and the C.
I text you guys. I think I text you both to say Argyle is on Apple TV.
Yeah.
It's a movie. It came out a few months ago, I think. Apple TV produced or Apple produced. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I kind of want to watch this. It's got, like, a pretty good cast. You got, like, John Cena. Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill with the high top.
Bryan Cranston.
Oh, shit, I didn't know he was in it.
Bryce Dallas Howard. What is that guy? Sam? Is it Sam? Yeah. Huh?
Why is Gamgee?
No. I don't know.
The guy who plays Justin Hammer. What's his name?
Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell. There we go. Thank you. I couldn't remember his name. Who else is
Mark there? That one down, guys. I remembered something.
They've got one.
I remembered the word.
Dua Lipa. Oh, that's who the hot chick is. I'll be damned. I'm looking for other names that I recognize. Yeah,
download it. See, I didn't know I liked Dua Lipa until I found out I liked Dua Lipa.
Yeah, it makes sense.
She's like my latest Katy Perry.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I had to come to terms with the fact that I'm an enormous Katy Perry fan. Like, put that shit on, I will listen to pretty much anything she does. Like Katy Perry. I was thinking about this the other day. The other day, because of this whole Kendrick Lamar Drake beef thing. I was just thinking about industry plants in general. And I was thinking about industry plants who have already come, gone, and faded away. And like the first one that popped in my mind was like fucking Billie Eilish. Like I don't remember the last time I heard her mentioned.
Wait, you think she's an industry plant?
I do think she's an industry plant.
Well, why? She did just win an Oscar.
I think that she's backed primarily by the studio, and I think that we were told that she was good. And that she was popular until the prophecy self-fulfilled.
Huh. I mean, I can whisper lyrics all day long too.
I don't know if I buy that one though. I get where you could see that, but just knowing how she wrote her music and made her music, like literally her and her brother just sat in their house and just made music. It wasn't even like there was a studio. It was only there was only a studio once they distributed their music through, I think it was Apple Music. And then somebody was like, hey, would you like to be signed to our record label? And we will put you on concerts and this and that. And
we own you now.
Wait. Say that again. That sounds a lot like an industry plant to me. Like someone's going to like
how the music industry works. That's how all of them work.
Yeah, fair enough.
Everybody except for Taylor Swift and Macklemore. Well, it's true because they self-produce their music. Like they self-produce and distribute.
Anybody big like that, you can go to all the indie concerts in the world, and it's in a pizza joint that happens to have a stage. Those guys put themselves out there. But if you go to a stadium, there's a company behind it.
There's like a 99% chance.
Yeah.
Besides the two that I named, maybe Garth Brooks.
Well, he's gonna kill somebody though.
Seems right. Yeah. Where are the bodies, Garth? Have you ever heard that story, Dave?
Yeah, I have.
It's interesting.
I've been to two Garth. I thought I would never get a chance to see Garth Brooks in concert, and then I got to see him twice in 2 years. And then I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
And then you're like, oh, all right.
Oh, yeah, I saw that guy.
No, I thought it was awesome. But also, I grew up listening to Garth Brooks, so.
Yeah, I would like going to see Garth Brooks, but if he played the songs in a different order than I expected them, I would hate it.
play it like you did.
Wait, what album?
Jake's over there like, next.
play the greatest hits, the order of the greatest hits.
Where's the skip button?
The one thing I don't
like standing outside the fire. Next.
He didn't play The River, which is my favorite Garth Brooks song.
He did or didn't?
Did not. I was still stoked about it.
Were you at the Eugene one?
Yeah.
He did it there.
Oh, I was also really, really drunk at the Eugene one.
Oh, okay.
I was stupidly drunk. So apparently we made road sodas. Oh, okay. We get up there, and then we get to this bar, and I don't remember what bar it was. It's the one that's like an A-frame over by the stadium, kind of.
Oh, the cooler.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so we all go in there because we're there then like 5 hours early. So I go there, and apparently I disappeared for 2 hours. and I came back and was like hammer drunk. Dion's cousin and her boyfriend were there, and I kept hitting on her cousin.
In Marcy? Front...
No, it was a different one. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, her cousin had his girlfriend there. I kept hitting on the girlfriend of her cousin. And I stole a bunch of water from that Chinese restaurant.
Kowloon's?
Yeah. Well, because we're, you know, we've been drinking and everyone's like, man, I want some water. So I'm walking around and I go to use the bathroom, and one of their bathrooms, or maybe it's the only bathroom, it looks into the back of the kitchen and there's just pallets of water. So I'm like, and you know, drunk Dave, he'll do a quick scan, but he's not really seeing anything. And I go in and I grab like 8 bottles of water and I walk out. I'm like, hey, you guys thirsty? And everyone's like, where'd you get this water? I was like, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Drunk and Dave.
Dion, Dion's water the only, fairy.
Dion just looks at me. She's like, you just stole all these waters. And I started licking the caps. Like, can't give them back now.
Oh my god.
You mentioning road sodas reminds me of the time that Robin picked me up on the way to go to the fucking Hailstorm concert.
Hailstorm.
And we're like, we're headed up to Portland, and he's like, here, have this. I'm like, what is it? He's like, it's a road soda. And so I'm getting fucking schmammered in the passenger seat of the Geo Metro on the way to this concert that I didn't know I was going to when the day started. And I realize I have to pee real bad. Like, real, real bad.
And it didn't creep up on you. It was like, hey, by the way, you've got 10 gallons of urine in your bladder right now.
Yeah, immediately. Immediately right now it's time to pee. You didn't have to
right
pee.
Right at Woodburn, right?
Yeah, it was right. And it was like right after the Woodburn exit, too. So it was like the worst possible scenario.
Because traffic stopped.
Yeah.
On the freeway.
Like, stopped. So bad that I'm like, okay, I'm getting out. So I get out of the car, I run into the darkness, start peeing in the darkness, and then traffic starts moving while I'm out in the darkness. So I start running and peeing at the same time until I finish, put it away, and run back to Robin's car. Fortunately, traffic stops again so I can catch up.
I see Jake running and then traffic stops and he's just like back in the Geo.
Smash. Right. Then, so we get there and we finally get to the concert. And then, like, someone gave me shots of Jaeger, which I never like Jaeger, but it was free.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got thrown out for moshing.
I thought you got thrown out because you went outside to pee and they wouldn't let you re-enter.
No, I was in there and I was jumping up and down exuberantly enjoying the music and they threw me the fuck out. And then I went outside and peed.
It was Deanna. That's who it was. Because we went with Deanna Bracken. Remember her?
Vaguely.
Hot blonde chick.
I thought we were with Alicia that night.
Nope. Different blonde.
Different blonde.
Shorter.
Same position. Yeah.
Similar attitude to life. Not a model, though.
So you can see how I would.
Dumber. Her dad is the guy who owns Point Nine, which we talked about earlier.
And the snake eats itself.
And the snake.
Touching tips.
Yeah.
Actually, my first job, I worked with Deanna.
Oh, okay.
It was just me and her. That's it.
A minute ago, had no idea who she was.
Yeah, totally forgot.
I was like, oh, yeah, I worked with her.
Yeah. I was 15, and we were picking vegetables on a farm.
Cut that.
Black Santa. Black Santa.
These people, they could have been anywhere in the world. You're here with us. Make sure you're checking us out on YouTube. Hey, leave us a comment. Tell us what you think. You know, tell me if you think I'm stupid. Tell me if you like my shirt. Whatever. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you.
Tell me if you like butt stuff.
Yeah, tell Dave. Dave's lonely. But for this episode, this edition of my show, good night, universe.
That's a podcast!
Hey, go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Black Santa.
make sure to go and check out definitely notsellingdrugs.com.